ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Lord who is Wasi'un Alim, increaser of sustenance and all aware. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're speaking to you from the Call of Islam radio station, the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran. This is the program Muslim Family. Please be with us.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High. He rejected the way of worshiping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of the Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to today's Muslim Family. I'm Fatima Shamili, the host for this program. Along with Dr. Abbas Ali Shamili, we will be presenting to you today's program, inshallah. In order to introduce to you the expert of our program, Dr. Abbas Ali Shamili holds an MA degree in developmental psychology and a PhD in culture and values in education. He has studied for more than 25 years in the Islamic Seminary in Qom. He has over 12 years of experience regarding counseling issues. And at the moment, he's a staff member of the International Center for Islamic Studies, Jamiatul Mustafa Al-Alamiya. Dr. Shamili, salam alaikum, and thank you for accepting to be with us for today.
Thank you. And also, I provide my greetings and salams, not only to yourself, but also to all brothers and sisters who may listen to this program.
Thank you very much. We hope you're ready to inform us about some other very interesting and applicable information, inshallah, about the rights of women upon men.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to today's Muslim Family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells people in verse number 32 of chapter Nur, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If you are poor and needy, Allah will make you needless from His own bounty and generosity. And finally, the verse ends with, verily, Allah is the increaser of bounties and all aware. As you know, interestingly, this specific verse is usually recited in the sermons, in the nikah sermons, in which a husband and wife get married to each other and they become mahram. And this will be the topic of today's program about your sustenance and issues of money in a married life. Before I start my questions from Dr. Shamili, I'd like to share with you a hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The seal of prophethood, the prophet of kindness, says, get married and be sure that your sustenance will increase. And he also says that whoever does not get married from fear of poverty, he is surely suspicious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same Allah that says, if you are poor, Allah will grant you from his eternal bounties. Dr. Shamili, once again, salam alaikum. We're ready to hear your introductory words for today's program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With regard to mutual rights of wives and husbands, mm-hmm. We started to talk about the rights of wives upon husbands.
Mm-hmm.
I divided these rights into two groups, ethical and moral, or you could put it in a modern word, psychological, emotional, affective rights,
mm-hmm.
and also rights in terms of legal aspects, which are laws, rulings,
right.
that you could sue the other part in case that they come with shortcoming.
These,
with regard to legal rights, the very first one is the right of money for welfare or money for sustenance, or what it is very famous in Islam as nafaqah.
Mm-hmm.
Nafaqah is the money that you have to provide to your wife when you want her to live beside you satisfactorily.
Right. Dr. Shamalik, before we begin with the issues of nafaqah, this is the first right of a wife upon her husband. I just want to inform our listeners. But before anything else, can you give us the root of this word? What does nafaqah mean?
Nafaqah means the money that you spend comes from anfaqa yunfiqu infaq. Okay? Anfaqa means the money that you spend to support, to supply.
Mm-hmm.
The shortcomings, needs.
But as far as I know, infaq has a positive connotation with it as well, right? It's not like a kind of charity. It's a kind of giving for, it's not a kind of like giving because you feel sorry for the person. It's a kind of giving out of generosity.
No, this is indeed a root for sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Since the family is based on sacrifice of the two sides,
mm-hmm.
so in terms of the side of men, they have to show their sacrifice in form of providing what a qualified life is in need of that.
Okay, so today's program will be dedicated to the concept of nafaqa, or as you translated, life money. The money that a husband has to provide, through which a husband provides his wife's
for the family needs.
So this is only the woman's right. So if they have children, then this nafaqah, the amount of the nafaqah would be different, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the aspects that nafaqah are supposed to cover?
Yeah. Since wives providing sources of kindness, affections, and sexual need mm-hmm. for men. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn says that they are providing something to you, that they cover your needs. And the very most important need that you take from your wife is sexual need. Although this is mutual,
mm-hmm.
but the need starts from men's side.
Right.
Psychologically, when you want to analyze these, needs start and begin with the side of men.
Mm-hmm.
So Imam says, وَمَوْضُعُ السُّكُونِ إِلَيْهَا, the very relaxation that you come up within the family comes from your wife. قضاء اللذة التي لا بد من قضائها. You have needs, like your meals, like your drinking. You have the need for sex. So you just cover them through her. وذلك عند الله عظيم. And before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the very great and important bases.
Mm-hmm.
So, with regard to nafaqah, normally when you talk about life sustenance or life welfare, okay, or money welfare,
mm-hmm.
This covers three aspects.
Okay.
Dressing, meals, accommodation. So whenever you talk about the right of wives upon husbands, you talk about nafaqah, life money, okay, or welfare money.
Mm-hmm.
And this welfare money covers three different aspects: dressing, meals, and accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
So, Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wasalamuhu alayh, in a very general way, says that if you are looking, if you are interested to treat your wife in an Islamic way, you need to have a pattern which includes three aspects, three parts. إن المرأة يحتاج في منزله وعياله إلى ثلاث خلال. You need three different characteristics. If you are looking to have an Islamic pattern to treat your wife. يتكلفها وإن لم يكن في تبعه ذلك. Although some men may feel force, may feel imposement when they want to have these three aspects. Mm-hmm. But you have to have it. It's a must. This is very interesting. You know, don't say that it's not. I'm not getting used to these types of characters. Although you feel imposement, you feel force, it's a right that you have to fulfill it. You have to provide it. You have to meet it. And what is that? مُعَاشَرَةٌ جَمِيلَةٌ وَسَعَةٍ بِتَقْدِيرٍ وَغَيْرَةٍ بِتَحَسُّنٍ. Very beautiful. Not only in terms of, you know, statement, in terms of effect and influences that provides to the solidarity of Muslim family. First, beautiful relationships.
This is the general gist of an Islamic pattern for a lifestyle.
For life. مُعَاشَرَةٌ جَمِيلَةٌ. Beautiful relationships. I told you, not only in terms of emotions and affections, but also in terms of behavior. You know, in terms of behavior, don't be rush. Don't rush. Don't be tough. Don't be aggressive. This is مُعَاشَرَةٌ جَمِيلَةٌ.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in terms of words and verbal treatment, in terms of touch, in terms of way that you approach, in
right.
terms of performance, you need to be kind enough. MashaAllah. وَسَعَةٍ بِتَقْدِيرِ. In your family, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْكَادُ لَعْيَالِهِ كَالْمُجَاهِدِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The one who strives, who try
very hard
his best to afford, to supply, to provide a qualified life.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the one who goes for holy campaign. Al-Qadu li'ayalihi kal-mujahid fi sabilillah. This is exactly like a man who goes for holy campaign. And Imam Sadiq says, Sa'atin bi-taqdir. You try to extend. You try to provide a comprehensive sustenance. Don't go always by accounting. Don't go always for evaluations. And don't say, okay, enough is enough.
Like, don't be thrifty.
You know, we don't have enough is enough in Muslim family sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you could, as many as you could, to the best of your ability.
Right.
Sa'atin bitaqdeer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, extension while you have your accounting and evaluation. And finally, غَيْرَةٍ بِتَحَسُّنٍ. Husband must be a protector. Again, like the term nafaqa, we have another terminology in Islam which is very, very difficult and very heavy. And that is غَيْرَة. غَيْرَة means you don't feel indifference.
Mm-hmm. You are careful
you
and
don't
protective
behave
of your wife.
Indifferently. You know, you could say غَيْرَة means careful attention, careful protection.
Okay.
You know, although the people, the society may condemn you as jealousy,
mm-hmm.
okay, don't care.
Okay, Dr. Shamali, let's
you
not
have
get
to,
into the details of
you have
Ghaira.
To stay and stand in a way that you are the protector of your wife.
Okay, this is definitely a concept that we have to elaborate on much more. We're going to go for a little break and then we're going to be back and discuss the rest of our words.
Muslim Family, a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, You will learn as you grow that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright. For the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, welcome back to the second part of Muslim Family. Today we've been talking about one of the first legal rights that a wife has upon her husband, which is called nafaqa. As Dr. Shamli translated it, we call it life money or welfare money. He told us that nafaqa generally has to cover three aspects. The dressing or the attire of the wife, the meals which are used in the day or throughout the lifetime, and third of all, the accommodation in which the lady rests. Dr. Shamli, if you accept, please elaborate step by step on each and every one of these three concepts.
Thank you very much. Not only from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also from different infallible imams, it is emphasized that wives have the right of welfare money on their husbands. And this right includes three different aspects: dressing, meals, and accommodation. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi that someone came to him and asked him about welfare money. And Imams, he asked, "Ma haqqul mar'ati 'ala zawjaha?" What is the right of
a wife on her husband?
Qala alayhi salam. And again, the same narrated from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Uddatul Da'i, different reference. So this is narrated from both Prophet and Imams. And Imam said, "Yasuddu ju'ataha." You have to provide meals, not to remain hungry. وَيَسْتُرْ عَوْرَتَهَا. You have to provide qualified dressing, not only just not to be the naked, qualified. وَلَا يُقَبِّحُ لَهَا وَجْهًا. And don't show bad faces and angry faces to her.
Don't frown at her, your wife.
This is very important. Exactly beside the rights of nafaqa, again,
we have an ethical,
you know,
as well.
You are, we are not able to distinguish between emotional, ethical, you know.
They're like a pack. They come together.
It's a pack. Exactly beside those rights of sustenance, Imam emphasizes on the right of emotions. وَلَا يُقَبِّحُ لَهَا وَجْهًا. Don't show her bad faces, angry faces.
Don't frown at her.
And فَإِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ, if you are able to do this, فَقَدْ وَاللَّهِ أَدَّى حَقَّهَا. If you do this, you have met her rights. Then the person who was asking got very happy. Oh, so this is not a big deal. Everyone could do it. Imam said, wait.
Just before you continue, I just have one point which I think is very important.
Yeah.
We talk about meals, clothing, and agreeability. The first two concepts we talked about in that they're included within nafaqa. We said dressing, meal, and accommodation. But here, as you said, interestingly, we have agreeability or not even frowning at your wife. And then in the past program, the last program, we talked about how not even saying to them, oof, the smallest word expressing your annoyance towards your wife, the same right that a person has towards their parents. This, what we just said, has to come to the attention of those people who make films, who have programs on the radio and TV, who write books, and say that, yeah, in Islam, women are always beaten up by their husbands.
Yeah.
When the picture of
a Muslim,
the treatment
is very harsh.
Yeah, when the picture of a Muslim woman
exactly.
is imagined, you have a bruised face, you have like a lip which which is coming up, and then swollen eyes. So when we see these things, if a Muslim, unfortunately there are not few, if they do these, then they're really committing a sin, and in the Day of Judgment,
exactly,
Allah will prosecute them for what they're doing. But what we have as legal documents from our infallibles, who are our role models, you're not even allowed to frown at your wife.
Exactly.
Put aside hitting her or beating her or any of that.
Exactly. And this is indeed beautifying nafaqah.
Mm-hmm. Giving
this
like a moral touch to it.
Beautifying nafaqah. You are not allowed to even throw. You bring the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, in a very concrete way.
Mm-hmm.
You bring something from outside. Don't throw it. Don't leave it without paying enough attention to your wife. Hug her. Provide her your smile. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, before you give, you hand on your bread, provide your smile. And this is sadaqah. This is alms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And before, tell her that you love her. Tell her. Express
mm-hmm.
your word. As you said, when you put in a pack, you see sustenance is a pack.
Right.
When you say Islamic nafaqah, it's not just providing money, providing your salary. Even when you give your banking account to your wife, is it enough?
Mm.
It's not enough.
And also what you said at the beginning of the program, that for those men who think that it's imposing on them to buy, like to bring sustenance
exactly.
for their family or nafaqah, you're not doing them a favor. It's your absolute responsibility to fulfill the needs of your wife. Okay, I just want to review what we said. We were talking about nafaqah today in this program. As Dr. Shamli translated it into life money or welfare money, we said that nafaqah is the first legal right of a wife on her husband.
Exactly.
It is his responsibility to fulfill it, and he should not feel that he's doing her a favor if he's fulfilling these requirements. It covers three aspects. A man has to accommodate his wife in terms of her dressings, her meal, and accommodation. And also, needless to say, that all of these are relative to the man and woman's status. So that, as Dr. Shamli said, you have to provide as much as you can. So the better well-off you are, the more generous you have to be in all of these terms. Also, there was one point which should be remembered, that on happy occasions, flowers should not be forgotten, sweet words should not be forgotten, and that day should be memorable for your family with a special meal that the father provides for the family. Today's program was really interesting. Thank you very much, Dr. Shamli, for being with us. Once again, I'd like to share the hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, with which I started the program and with which I will end the program. Get married, and verily your sustenance will increase. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us until now. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much, you want to cry. For the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your